The city of Charlotte has established ambitious sustainability goals to become a low-carbon city by 2030. Now the CEO of Charlotte's Transit Authority says he doesn't think his organization will meet that deadline. WFAE's Michael Falero reports.
The city's low-carbon plan is called the Strategic Energy Action Plan, or SEAP. City Council adopted SEAP in December 2018. It's an ambitious goal to reduce Charlotte's overall carbon emissions over the next 3 decades. Part of the plan includes a goal of zero carbon emissions from city-owned vehicles and buildings by 2030. Electric buses are key to meeting that goal for CATS, but CEO John Lewis has said electric buses have two challenges. For one, the cost, and two, he doesn't think electric buses are reliable enough to handle the city's routes.
And just in general, depending on climate and operating environment, et cetera, what time of the year it is, you're going to get anywhere from 80 miles to a charge, upwards of 130 miles to a charge.
That's not enough, Lewis says, to meet the average of 180 miles that CATS' diesel buses drive every day. CATS has 304 buses in its fleet. 248 of them are diesel and 56 are hybrid buses. It's true the distance electric buses can go varies a lot, depending on the model and environmental factors. John Bozell is the founder of CalSTART, a nonprofit that consults on electric bus adoption.
There is some concern about the range of battery electric buses. I would say 180 miles is a significant daily route and would probably challenge some of the electric buses that are out there.
Bozell points out that some CATS routes are likely lower than that average, and electric buses could effectively serve those shorter routes. More recently, Lewis has suggested it would take a long time for manufacturers to deliver electric buses to CATS if he did put in an order.
We've had conversation, whether it's Proterra, New Flyer, whoever, if CATS comes to them and says, hey, I need to buy 25 buses next year, can you handle that? And they've got an order from Los Angeles for 150 to 300, where do you think their priorities are going to be?
Our manufacturing processes are not set up that way.
That's John Walsh, Senior Vice President at the electric bus manufacturer Proterra.
We don't build all one order at one time. We've never done it that way, nor would we. We have a mix of product going down the line, a mix of customers. It wouldn't be first in, first out.
Lewis says it's clear transit authorities will transition to electric buses in the future, but he points to other responsibilities CATS must meet in the near term. His agency has about $63 million in federal money to buy new vehicles over the next 5 years, planned to be diesel buses. That's a limited pot of money, and with the purchase price of electric buses running 25 to 40% more expensive than diesel models, CATS can't replace its entire fleet with that amount. The agency is also trying to figure out how to fund its Envision My Ride initiative, meant to reduce bus wait times and make routes more efficient. Lewis says the full cost for that program, between operating costs and new buses, is between $80 and $130 million, most of it unfunded. The city's CEP goals don't have funding attached to them to help CATS decarbonize its fleet. There's also no way to enforce the goals. City Council member Julie Eiselt says she'll continue to push CATS to reduce its carbon footprint with both electric buses and improvements through Envision My Ride. But she says the CEP goals are aspirational, and the reality of CATS operations means electric buses might not be feasible now.
I do think that we have a fiduciary responsibility to not be spending money on technology that hasn't been proven for our market.
Eiselt also says the city must come up with a new funding model if CATS is going to pay for both Envision My Ride and electric buses. In the meantime, Lewis isn't swearing off electric buses entirely. He says CATS plans to order between 2 and 5 buses this year as part of a pilot. He plans to test them on routes starting as early as this summer, running through 2021. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.